President Obama's strategy against ISIS or ISIL includes airstrikes, working with ally fighters in the region, and stepping up diplomatic efforts. That's not enough for Republican presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. He wants the U.S. to send upwards of 10,000 ground forces as part of a coalition. He'd want Arab allies in addition to send tens of thousands more. Earlier today, I asked him about that coalition.
In the eyes of the Arabs in Turkey, ISIL is a completely different threat than Saddam Hussein, than the Taliban. They're the neighbor from hell. My strategy is pretty simple. Rally the region who is ready to be led because they're directly threatened by ISIL, and we'll provide a capability they don't provide, but the mass of the force will come from the region.
Senator, I want to go back to this point about Arab allies. You know, the U.S. has been doing special ops and putting in all kinds of effort, and they haven't even done that much. I know you seem to feel that Paris has changed the tenor of things, but we're just not clear why that would be the case.
They've been dropping bombs, but they're not going to go in without us. They're not going to get involved in Syria until the United States clearly establishes itself.
But is that a catch-22? Like, they won't go in without us and the U.S. can't do it without them leading? I mean, it doesn't seem like anything moves then.
What I would do is that I would go to Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, and the region as a whole and say, we share two goals. The destruction of ISIL, which is a threat to your societies and our way of life and our homeland. And we will also work together to make sure that Iran doesn't control Syria when this is all over and Assad's got to go. If you don't put the second component on the table, the Arabs are not going to just go in and destroy ISIL and give Syria to Iran.
I want to play a clip of President Obama speaking in Turkey yesterday. Again, him arguing against a massive U.S. incursion. Here he is.
Let's assume that we were to send 50,000 troops into Syria. What happens when there is a terrorist attack generated from Yemen? Do we then send more troops into there, or Libya, perhaps?
Senator Lindsey Graham, when does it stop? What's your response?
Well, the president is confusing two concepts here. The complexity of defeating radical Islam over time versus destroying a radical Islamic army holding territory, enslaving millions of people. They have land at their disposal, cities under their control. That's different than dealing with terrorist networks over time.
Now, I want to talk to you about the issue of refugees, because many on Capitol Hill are now saying they want to stop Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. altogether. You have rhetoric from presidential candidates saying not to let anyone in, maybe only let Christians in. Chris Christie saying not even a toddler. Where do you stand in all this? What do you make of this rhetoric?
Number one, a lot of people who are seizing on the refugee issue are demagoguing the emotions behind it and not addressing the problem. The reason they're leaving Syria is because they're getting raped and murdered. And could ISIL integrate into this refugee population? Absolutely. So I'm calling for a timeout on our refugee program until we can ensure we have proper vetting.
The vetting process now takes upwards of 2 years. What would you do differently? Where do you think it's failing?
Proper vetting, I'm more worried about getting it right than anything else. Now, I'm willing to give money to international organizations for dealing with the refugees in Jordan, in Turkey. They're being overwhelmed. They're running out of money. I'm willing to help the region deal with refugees. But if you don't go to the source of the problem, the refugees continue to flow, and eventually ISIL hits us here at home.
Senator Graham, before I let you go, you were not included in the last debate due to low national polling numbers. How long do you plan to stay in the presidential race? What do you see as your path to a nomination?
Good question. I'm going to stay in this race as long as I possibly can. And here's what I think. My voice is going to resonate over time. I don't believe you can deport 11 million illegal immigrants. I think a lot of what Mr. Trump is saying about illegal immigration is hurting the party. And I want to go on the offense against radical Islam. New Hampshire is the way forward for me. I hope to do well in Iowa, but John McCain endorsed me last week in New Hampshire. He won there twice. I've gone there a bunch. I do weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, friendly divorces. If you're in New Hampshire, I'm coming your way soon. That's where I think Lindsey Graham can break through.
Well, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It was a really good discussion. Thank you for having me.